Are you ready? I'll wait. I can wait all day. I got nothing to do. Okay, you ready? All right, here we go.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
So tired of waiting for you to get ready.
Whatever.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. You know what this is. Come on.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Good to hear it. Thanks. Oh, wow. What a day, huh? I don't know. I'm just talking in generalities. I have no idea what's going on. Went to an animal park yesterday. Yeah, I did. Did you really, Ron? Yeah, I did. I went to an animal park. My lovely female counterpart here wanted to see a moose. She had never seen a moose before. And to be honest with you, neither have I. I've never hit one with my car or seen one on the road. I don't live in an area where there's moose walking around. She wanted to see a moose. She just likes mooses. Whatever the plural of that word is, meese, mooses, a gaggle of moose, I don't know, cup full of moose, I don't know what you call it. So we went to Maine, and in Maine, in a town there called Gray, Maine, that's a color, but it's the name of the town, it's gray, but I saw many colors. There's some green, and there were some blues, and it was beautiful. They have the Maine Animal Park, and I went there, and they have moose and meeses, and that was the purpose of this trip. And they had all kinds of animals. They had a fish hatchery, and they had bears. Oh my, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, whoa! I know, it was exciting. And there were three mooses that we saw, and then there was a building she loves deer. She loves deer. I don't remember the cartoon Bambi, but I remember that everybody cried during the movie. You know, you can show movies about child abduction and people dying from horrific diseases and lovers being separated and all that kind of stuff. But if you show a movie that has a deer in it, man, I mean, one of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to start crying or you're getting really hungry. One or the other, huh? Did you ever have venison? Venison is deer meat. I haven't. I think I probably had it, but I didn't know it. Anyway, so there's a building, and on the building it says does and bucks. And I thought, oh, this is going to be great. This is male and female deers. We're going to get to see them up close and feed them and pet their little heads and things and feed them things like pizza and hot dogs. I don't know if that's the actual food that you feed a deer, but that's what you feed people. So deer must like that too. Is it deer that you can't feed chocolate, or is it dogs? Always get confused. Always. Anyway, big building, deers on one side of the building and bucks on the other, and wow, you know. So we walk in, and we find out that that building is just restrooms. And because, you know, some places get really fancy with restroom names. They do. So, you know, it's an animal park, so the restrooms for the guys, it's bucks, and for the girls, it's does. There were no animals in there, just a bunch of people peeing. It's very, very upsetting. Very upset. I took my camera out and took a picture of some guy unloading in a urinal. And I, this is not, these are not the bucks. These are not the bucks. Although I have some great pictures. Anyway, yeah, that was pretty deceiving. I can't stand it when you go to restrooms in places, you know, with theme parks and restaurants and stuff. And they don't, it's not men and women. It's gentlemen and ladies. Gentlemen and ladies is about as far as I want to go with getting off the mark from men's room and ladies' room. That's about as far off. You go into some places and it's kings and queens. Oh, I'm going to be a king. I'm going to rule the land of the urinals. What are you talking about? Did you ever see a queen go into a room and drop her pants and... No, yeah, that's not a royalty kind of thing to do. I think royalty people, they have people go to the bathroom for them. Just like Oprah. Oprah doesn't exercise. She has people exercise for her. She sits in a chair with a milkshake, and she has, like, servants push on her stomach until she loses some weight. And they move her legs back and forth. She doesn't have to. She can hire people to do that. Kings and queens don't go to the bathroom. I don't think Queen Elizabeth has ever gone to the bathroom ever. I think she's been constipated since he was born. They just work it out. I don't think kings and queens go to the bathroom, but yet these rooms are marked accordingly. Some of the stupidest names for bathrooms. His and hers, like towels, like they're naming towels. It's just stupid. Men's room, ladies' room. Let's get on with it, huh? This isn't a cutesy park. People want to relieve themselves and get back to what they're doing. We don't need little stupid names on the doors that we can't figure out. I don't like the ones with the silhouettes. Where there's no name, it doesn't say men's, doesn't say ladies, there's a silhouette of what seems to be a guy and a silhouette which seems to be a girl, but it's just their heads. And I don't know the difference between the two head-wise. I have to look at the two silhouettes to figure out which one is which. Don't make going to the bathroom a parlor game. I just want to get things over with. Make sure the place is clean and let's finish it up. See, you ladies have it pretty good. Do you know why? You don't have urinals. So when a lady has to go to the bathroom, she's going to have to sit on the toilet. Ladies don't have aim, you know, when it comes to the number one thing. Everybody sits on a toilet. And toilets are private. They're in little booths, like you're going to vote or something. Men's rooms are totally different. Ladies might not know this, but there are urinals involved. And that's great, because it's really fast for the guy. That's why they have zippers on the fronts of pants on men's and not on women's, because it wouldn't make any sense to put a zipper on women's pants. Women wear jeans with zippers. There's no reason for that. You're never going to unzip your pants, and what do you do then? What do you do? So you got nothing to do with that zippered area. I mean, you can't do things. You got to sit on a toilet. Here's what happens. In a men's room, if the urinals are taken, or if a guy wants any kind of privacy whatsoever, he has to go into those little toilet voting booths. And men will still stand up. So what they're doing, like a skunk, is they're spraying the whole area, seat and all. And that's why a guy who has to go to the bathroom to do number two, is this bothering you by any way, shape or form? Is this conversation bothering you? It's uncomfortable for me. It's got to be like super uncomfortable for you. When a guy has to do number two on a toilet in a stall, you can't sit on that seat. It's been liquefied by other men. It's just, you know what I'm saying? You get where I'm going here? Men can't do a number two in a public bathroom because it's disgusting. It's just disgusting. Women are far cleaner. Women, oh my God, they're clean people. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them are clean. Guys, no, doesn't matter. We'll drop our pants and pee on the wall. We don't care. Doesn't make any difference. What the hell? Because we're men and we mark our territory. A little smelly, but it's marked nonetheless. It's just, we're disgusting people. We're disgusting people. There's no question about it. I try to sit down as much as possible because I figure if you're going to go to the bathroom, take it easy, you know? It's a chance to rest and sit down for a little while. Not some of my friends, man. They don't want to sit down. They want to stand up, do their stuff, and get on. I don't. I want to take a little nap. You know, relieving yourself to me is like also sitting down for a while. I like to go into the handicapped stall there because it's huge. It's big. You can set up a TV, take a bath. You can, you know, maybe there's a kitchenette in there. They're big rooms. They're big areas. But see, I'm not supposed to do that because I'm not handicapped. Everything on me works right now as we speak. Check with me tomorrow. Could change. But as we speak, I'm not handicapped in any sense. So I feel guilty going in there, but I do it anyway if there's no one else in the men's room because I figure, well, you know, first come, first served, I want the big room. I want the room with the king-size bed. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in that tiny little stall where if I yawn, my elbows are going to get chafed on the panels. You know, I want a big room. If I sit down, I want a big room. You know what the hell? It costs the same as the other one, free. So like, I'll take the big one. But then I get guilty. Like maybe some guy in a wheelchair is going to come rolling in, or some guy on crutches, waiting for me to come out, and I'm sitting there watching TV. It's, you know, it's not good. It's not good. It makes me feel very guilty. Not that I've ever been to confession. I'm not of that religious type. And to be honest with you, if I went to a confession booth, I wouldn't tell them everything. I just wouldn't. There's no point. It's not like they're clairvoyant or anything. Like the priest is going to say, come on, I know you did this. I saw you yesterday, Ron. I saw you with that woman. They don't go out. They don't go out. They don't go out. They don't know. They don't know what I did. Why do I have to spill the beans? Ron, did it make you feel better telling the priest everything that happened to you? No, it made me feel worse. It made me feel like an asshole. So, no, I kept it to myself and, you know, what happens in life stays in life. But I'm not of that religious persuasion, so I don't have that problem. I have no problem with that. I don't need to confess things to people. I just, first of all, I didn't do anything wrong. And secondly, I don't feel the necessity of telling people everything that I did. Like life is a gigantic Facebook page, you know. I have to tell you everything about me. I'm not into that stuff, man. But men are very, very different than women. I'm all over the place today. Thanks for hanging on. Women are they're always getting ready. They very rarely do anything. They're always getting ready to do it. They're very slow. Men have nothing going on, you know. They're just, but they're always ready for it. Women are never ready for anything. Most frustrating thing to me is I'll be driving with my female, and we arrive at a restaurant or something, and I put the car in park. I turn the car off, I open the door, and I get out of the car. That is just something that I automatically do. There's no reason to sit in the car anymore. I've arrived at the destination. I have a parking space. There's no reason to sit in the car anymore. Get out of the thing. what the hell? So I do, and then I turn around, and the female is still in the car, and I don't know why. Just sitting there. I'll go around, I'll open the door, she won't even get out right away. She'll be futzing or doing something, fixing her face or looking in the mirror or packing things up. I don't know what she's doing, but she never pops out of the car. And I don't understand that. We're at the destination. Why are you still sitting in the car? Why must I need to prompt you to get out of the car? You get in the car pretty quickly, but you never get out of it. I don't get that. Women are always getting ready for what I don't know. And it's very, very different. I've talked about this so many times. Men don't wear makeup. Maybe they did in prior centuries, but they don't do it now. Men don't even comb their hair. This is a difference between men and women. It has nothing to do with private parts, penises, vaginas. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. It has to do with getting ready. Before I walk into a public place, I do nothing in preparation. I get out of the car, I walk into the place. That's it. Maybe I'll brush something off my coat or something, but other than that, I don't even notice that. A woman must always brush her hair before she goes into public. This brushing of the hair and then pulling the mirror down, the visor of the car there, it usually has a mirror, and they look at themselves in the mirror and make sure that they look presentable. A guy never cares if he looks presentable, ever. Ever. A woman always does. It's not just a sudden glance. It's an entire scan of the body. And she combs her hair, and then she gets out and makes sure that everything is proper and that everything's got everything. See, that's one thing that I don't have to put up. When I get out of a car, see, all my stuff is in my pockets. Everything. My wallet, my keys, my cell phone. Everything. They're all in my pockets. Designated spots on my body for these items. Which makes things bulky, but you don't have to deal with it. It's always there. Women have pocketbooks. These horse saddle bags that they carry around with everything in them. Now, I just mentioned wallet, keys, cell phone, boom, you're done. Women, those items, hairbrush, makeup, pills, various and sundry items. Like, you remember the game show, Let's Make a Deal? At the end, Monty Hall would say, I'll give $100 to anybody that has a rubber band in their pocketbook. And then all these ladies would say, I have it. And I would go, what the fuck are you doing with that rubber band in your pocketbook? I'll give you $200 for any woman that has a slice of cheese in her pocketbook. And they go, I got it. What are you doing with a slice of cheese in your pocket? They have everything in there. It's like a magic trick. You can probably find elephants and does and bucks in there. So they got to get that together. And then finally they get out of the car. They're always getting ready. You know, a guy will say, hey, let's go down to the corner and pick up a newspaper. Okay, I'll be ready in 10 minutes. Well, no, you don't understand. You don't understand the theory behind this. There's nothing to get ready for. You just come with me. We pick up a newspaper and we go back to where we were. It's not something you need to get ready for. There's no getting ready involved in this. Well, I gotta brush my hair. No, kind of you don't. Your hair looks the same all the time. You don't need to brush it again. And besides, we're in a day and age where the messy hair look is hot. So don't brush your hair. You look better unbrushed, like you're wild and free and crazy, like you're a free-range chicken.
No, I gotta get ready.
Oh, my God.
See, I have blue pants on and my shoes are black. It's not going to work.
What do you mean it's not going to work? What do you mean? We're just going to go out like for an hour and have... That's not going to work. I have to change my pants. What? I have to change my pants. We're going out to a restaurant. I can't wear these pants. Why can't you wear... I'm wearing these pants. I know. That's a problem. No, you don't understand. They're pants. Nobody looks at pants. They cover your legs and your groin. No one cares about pants.
Oh, I care about pants. I gotta change my pants.
Wow. No. You're driving me crazy.
I have to change my pants. My shoes don't match.
Then change your shoes.
No, it's the pants. The shoes are fine. It's the pants that don't match. The pants don't match the shoes? That's great. Now you're getting it.
I get so confused. But yet, men worship women. I just don't understand why. Well, I do. Which has nothing to do with the pants. Oh! What does that mean? We have a great guest. We're going to speak to that guest right after this short commercial break. Actually, it's a public service announcement.
Are you aware that one in every seven Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap? Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side, draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
Hi, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great today. I'm great. Anthony Ingram is the global brand leader with W Hotels Worldwide. And we're talking about experiences that the hotel actually creates. A hotel is an experience, isn't it?
It certainly is, especially at W.
It's okay. And we're talking about music festivals, and I wondered, well, what does a hotel chain have to do with music festivals?
Actually, W's been part of the music scene really since the brand launched, which was 20 years ago. Right. And, you know, we've had many music experiences in the living rooms, which is the kind of main arrival area of the hotels. We have music directors around the world, which kind of guide our music programming. And we even started building recording studios in the hotels, which we call W Sound Suites.
Right.
So launching a kind of music festival was the natural next step for W Hotels. And we did the first one in W Scottsdale in 2016. And now we're super excited to have a global series with W Hollywood on Labor Day, followed by W Barcelona, 21 to 23 September, and W Bali, long way away, in 3 to 5 October.
Wow. There are W hotels and locations all across the globe and in major cities across the United States as well, I believe.
Yeah, there's about 52 around the world. About half are in the U.S. and half are scattered around the rest of the world, with a few more to come.
Yeah, and may we say, I don't know if you would call it high-end, but it is a very comfortable environment.
It's a new take on luxury. So W is a lifestyle hotel and a luxury hotel wrapped up together. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the beauties of the music festival Wake Up Call is that it really takes everything that makes a music festival fabulous. The excitement of being close to the artists, of being in a high energy environment, surrounded by your friends, with a really Instagrammable experience, and takes it from a dusty field and puts it in a luxurious hotel setting with a great pool and a day bed and a spa, and you can jump straight from your hotel guest's bed to the performance stage in 2 minutes.
Wow.
So that's a really unique experience.
Okay. Now, where are the performance stages located usually?
Scattered around. So main stage will be outdoor around the pool area, depending which hotel.
Right.
two of them, that's right on the beach with an incredible view of the ocean.
Wow.
At W Hollywood for Labor Day weekend, that's going to be on the roof of the hotel with a view of the Hollywood Hills surrounding the pool. But we'll also have secondary stages in the living room, in the bars and restaurants of the hotel. We'll have VIP experiences in the suites.
Uh-huh.
And actually, we're partnering with Verve Clico for special drinks experiences. And Shake Shack are going to be doing a luxury take on festival food at W Hollywood this Labor Day weekend.
Now, would a person find out what performers are performing in which hotels? Do people actually go to the hotels to see the performers?
Yeah, very much so. So the performances are really the big draw.
Uh-huh.
So for W Hollywood, the headline is Charlie XCX, a very well-known British artist.
Uh-huh.
Also Chromeo and Fantagram,
uh-huh.
And many more. We have 12 to 15 acts in each hotel over the course of the three-day weekend.
Wow.
And they tend to be like the main draw because the fans of these acts rarely get the ability to have such an intimate and kind of luxurious setting for a festival where we're looking at, you know, anywhere between 2,000 and 5,000 people, as opposed to a regular music festival where you've got to kind of like elbow through 50,000 people to get to the front of the stage.
Now, in some locations, how does that geographically work? For example, our show emanates out of the Boston area. There's a beautiful W Hotel there, but I can't imagine a location in it that would house a crowd.
Right, that's why we chose W Hollywood,
uh-huh.
Because it has the perfect rooftop setting.
Okay.
Obviously, it's in the middle of LA, which is the festival capital of the US now,
right.
Or that part of California.
Okay.
So this time round, it's W Hollywood, W Barcelona, and W Bali. But we are looking at more locations for next year.
Yeah. So do people...
it's a quick flight from Boston.
Excuse me?
And it's an easy flight from Boston to LA.
Well,
tickets
yes.
are still available, so
okay.
And fans, it's still there.
I mean, part of the idea is you go to the concert festival and you stay overnight, so you enjoy yourself, and your room is not too far away from where you just had a good time. So it's an entire package experience, kind of.
Right, exactly. So you buy essentially you go to wakeupcallfest.com.
Yeah.
The experience is for members of Marriott Rewards and SBG only, but anybody can sign up. You don't need to be a premium member, so it's available to anybody, and it's free to sign up.
Uh-huh.
And once you sign up, you basically choose to buy a room package or a day pass.
Nice.
If you get a room package, you're there for the whole weekend. You've got a luxurious guest room, and you've got a spa at your fingertips, the pool, day bed, several bars and restaurants, and a festival, all as part of your weekend experience.
That's a great gift for somebody, right? That's like a birthday or an anniversary. Wow, that's pretty cool. You got it all going right there.
Yeah, that's a very memorable gift.
Yeah.
They're going to be thanking you forever.
Yeah. Well, one thing I hate about going to concerts is that when you have to leave before it's over just to get to the parking lot within 2 hours. And then once you get in your car, you're waiting like 2 hours to get out of the parking lot. I mean, it almost ruins the experience whenever I go to a concert. I was just getting out of there. So this is great. I like this. I like this a lot.
Yep. All you need to do is press the number on the elevator and you're back in the
guest room. I like that. Okay, how do we get more information about this?
Just go to wakeupcallfest.com. And everything you need to know is right there. And first one is Labor Day weekend in W Hollywood.
Anthony, you've told me something that I didn't know, and I always find that to be good when I walk away learning about something that could be pretty good.
Right.
Thank you so much for your time today.
I'll see you there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Thank you, Anthony.
Bye.
Okay. And that, of course, that segment was sponsored by W Hotels. And thank you so much. Okay, we're done. We're done. You and I, we're done. But I'll be back again tomorrow with a new show, which is, I'll tell you at this point, listen to tomorrow's show. It's going to be extremely revealing about something that you use every day. You're going to find out some information that's going to like rock your world like in a weird way. Yeah, some info that you had no idea was going on behind your back. So tune in tomorrow. Will you do that? I think you should. I think that's a good idea. Well, you've got things to do. I've got things to do, so we're going to go ahead and do them. I'll miss you in a way, or a small way, but we'll do this again tomorrow, okay? Until then, I wish you peace.